The Gospel of John, Chapter 10. The Good Shepherd. Truly I say to you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in some other way, is a thief and a robber. But the shepherd of the sheep enters by the gate. The keeper opens the gate to him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls each of his sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but rather they will run away from him, because they don't recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this comparison, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, I say to you, I am the gate of the sheep. All who came were thieves and robbers, and the sheep did not hear them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will go in and out freely and find food. The thief comes to steal and kill and destroy. But I have come that they may have life, life in all its fullness. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Not so the hired hand or any other person who is not the shepherd and to whom the sheep do not belong. They abandon the sheep as soon as they see the wolf coming. Then the wolf snatches and scatters the sheep. This is because the hired hand works for pay and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. Because of this, I give my life for my sheep. I have other sheep which are not of this fold. These I have to lead as well, and they shall listen to my voice. Then there will be one flock, since there is one shepherd. The Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down freely. It is mine to lay down and to take up again. This mission I received from my Father." Because of these words, the Jews were again divided. Many of them said, "He has a demon and is out of his mind. Why listen to him?" But others said, "A man possessed doesn't speak in this way. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" Jesus claims to be the Son of God. The time came for the feast of the dedication. It was winter, and Jesus walked back and forth in the portico of Solomon. The Jews then gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in doubt? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have already told you, but you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name proclaim who I am, but you don't believe because, as I said, you are not my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. They follow me, and I give them eternal life. They shall never perish, and no one will ever steal them from me. What my Father has given me is greater than all things else. To snatch it out of the Father's hand, no one is able. I and the Father are one." The Jews then picked up stones to throw at him. So Jesus said, I have openly done many good works among you, which the Father gave me to do. For which of these do you stone me? The Jews answered, We are not stoning you for doing a good work, but for insulting God. You are only a man, and you make yourself God. Then Jesus replied, Is this not what is written in your law? I said, You are gods. So those who received this word of God were called gods, and the scripture is always true. What then should be said of the one anointed and sent into the world by the Father? Am I insulting God when I say I am the Son of God? If I am not doing the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do them, even if you have no faith in me, believe because of the works I do, and know that the Father is in me, and I in the Father. Again they tried to arrest him, but Jesus escaped from their hands. He went away again to the other side of the Jordan, to the place where John had baptized, and there he stayed. Many people came to Jesus and said, John worked no miracles, but he spoke about you, and everything he said was true. And many in that place became believers.